Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I am Hugues Chomel, Deputy CEO and Chief Financial Officer of the Vicat Group. With me is Stéphane Bisseuil, our Investor Relations Director. I will be presenting to you our Q1 2023 sales figures. Before starting the presentation, please have a look at slide 2, where you can read our disclaimer regarding the forward-looking statements that this presentation may contain. Let us begin with the highlight of the period on slide 3. Vicat's first quarter sales of close to 900 million euros demonstrate the resilience of demand. The increase in consolidated sales was almost 20%, even when compared to a very good first quarter 2022 figures. This marked progression was driven by significant increases in selling prices. Amid variable winter weather conditions, especially in California and Turkey, the group has pushed ahead with the ramp-up of its new installation in Alabama and accelerated its strategy of improving its manufacturing performance and shifting away from fossil fuels to achieve its operational and environmental objectives. Let's move to France on slide 4. In the first quarter of 2023, supported by strong increase in sales prices, group sales in France increased despite an unfavorable base effect. In the cement business, operating sales were up 21%. Taking into account an unfavorable basis of comparison linked to the dynamism of French market over the same period of last year, this performance reflects a slight contraction in demand, which was largely offset by strong increase in sales prices to compensate for the sharp rise in cost over the last 18 months. Concrete and aggregates operating sales were up 2%. This evolution resulted from a decline in volumes, offset by a significant improvement in sales prices over the quarter. In other products and services, operating sales increased by 4.5%, particularly in transport and building chemicals. Please turn to slide 5. Business in Europe, excluding France, was down in the first quarter of 2023 in a mixed environment. In Switzerland, consolidated sales were down 8.6% at constant scope and exchange rates. The cement business operating sales increased slightly by 2%. This performance is the result of a decline in demand during the quarter, offset by a significant increase in prices. In the concrete and aggregate business, operating sales decreased by 14% as price increases in both concrete and aggregates could not compensate for lower volumes. Other product and services operating revenues was down 12% compared to the first quarter of 2022, which was a high basis for comparison. In Italy, consolidated sales rose by 27%, due in particular to a significant increase in average sales prices. Moving now to the Americas on slide 6. In both the U.S. and Brazil, the construction sector remained resilient in an environment marked by declining volumes, offset by a solid increase in sales prices. In the United States, the macroeconomic and sector environment remained generally favorable, despite a particularly unfavorable basis of comparison in California, given the high level of demand recorded in the first quarter of 2022 and the exceptionally adverse weather conditions at the beginning of this year. In the cement business, operating sales increased by 4.5% at constant scope and exchange rates over the period, resulting from a significant price increase that offsets the decline in volumes in California due to very poor weather conditions in the first three months of the year. The ramp-up of a new Ragland kiln resulted in a significant increase in volumes over the period in this region. In the concrete business, operating sales decreased by 5%, as higher prices and increased volume in the Southeast did not offset the impact of poor weather conditions on volumes in California. In Brazil, consolidated sales amounted to 62 million euros, up 14%. In a context marked by high inflation and a rapid rise in interest rates, demand was down in the group markets in a price environment that remained favorable. In the cement business, operating revenues amounted to 48 million euros, up 12%, supported by a strong price increase compared to the same period of 2022. In the concrete and aggregate business, in line with the trends observed in the cement business, operating sales amounted to 22 million euros, up 21%. On slide seven, we can examine performance in Asia. Sales in India increased over the period as a whole. In the context of high inflation, prices are on the rise but remain very volatile, particularly at the end of the quarter. Consolidated sales were 101 million euros at the end of March 2023, up 7%. In Kazakhstan, the group recorded consolidated sales of 10 million euros, down 21% on a like-for-like basis. This performance is the result of a significant drop in volumes, taking into account a logistical disruption experienced by the Kazakh railway operator. The situation is gradually returning to normal. Sales prices remain well-oriented. On slide eight, you have our performance in the Mediterranean region. In this region, sales increased strongly in both countries. In Turkey, the macroeconomic and sector environment remained dominated by high inflation, and winter conditions were significantly more favorable than in 2022. As a result, consolidated sales amounted to 65 million euros compared to 27 million euros in the first quarter of 2022. In the cement business, activity was marked by a very strong improvement in sales volumes, supported by weather conditions that were much more favorable than in the first quarter of 2022. At the same time, and in a context still marked by very high inflation, price increases are particularly strong. On this basis, operating sales in this activity increased by 259% on a like-for-like basis. Operating sales in the concrete and aggregate business were up 166%. As in cement business, favorable weather conditions at the beginning of the year and significant increases in sales prices supported the business performance in the first quarter of 2023. In Egypt, consolidated sales amounted to 39 million euros, up 161% at constant scope and exchange rates. A market regulation agreement that has remained in force since July 2021 between the Egyptian government and oil producers helped the continued improvement in domestic sales prices during the first quarter, supported by an increase in demand. Finally, on slide nine, you have the numbers for Africa. In Africa, the group continues to benefit from favorable sector demand. In the cement business, operating sales increased by 16% at constant scope and exchange rates, benefiting from the recovery of the Malian market and the dynamism of the Mauritanian markets, which offset the decline in deliveries to Senegal. Sales prices are up in each country. In Senegal, the aggregates business, driven by the gradual recovery of major governmental project, posted operating sales of 12 million, up 41%. On slide 10, I'll turn to the changes in the group's financial position at end of March 2023. At the end of March 2023, the group shareholder equity was 2.8 billion, up from 2.7 billion at the end of March 2022. Group net debt was 1.7 billion versus 1.5 billion at the end of March 2022, given the significant increase in the working capital requirement with the growth in sales and the impact of inflation on inventories. Finally, on slide 11, you have the outlook for 2023 that is unchanged. In 2023, the group is targeting further significant sales growth, with its market overall expected to display resilience and reflect the full benefit of the price hikes in selling prices implemented in 2022 and the fresh increases introduced in 2023. In addition, performance in 2023 will reap the full benefit of the new Ragland kiln, elimination of a non-recurring cost incurred in 2022, and the stabilization in energy costs, with the increase in these now reflected by higher selling prices. Taking these factors into account, the group 2023 EBITDA is expected to rise toward a level at least equivalent to that recorded in 2021. This concludes our presentation. Kevin, can we move to questions, please?
Certainly. If you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star one on your telephone keypad. Please ensure that the mute function of your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, please press star one to ask a question. Our first question today comes from Ebrahim Homani of CIC.
Hello, Yves. Hello, Stéphane. I have three questions, if I may. The first one is about the strong performance in France. Could you confirm that the cement volumes in France were positive in the Q1? My second question is about the U.S. volume. Could you please give us the Ragland contribution of the increasing volume in the U.S.? My third question is about the decrease in volumes of ready-mix. Is it due to your higher exposure to the residential market?
Noon, thank you for your questions. As you notice, we are not disclosing volumes by market. Nevertheless, we have witnessed resilient volumes in France in cement. As far as Ragland is concerned, we have witnessed significant progression of volumes in line with our expectations. As you probably noticed, that has partially offset the significant downturn of volumes in California due to the weather condition. As far as ready-mix is concerned, of course, the, I mean, the globally ready-mix are exposed to residential market. You have all as well to keep in mind that we do not operate ready-mix concrete in all our territories. Therefore, the difference in volume performance is as well the result of a geographical mix.
Okay, thank you very much.
Our next question comes from Yves Bromehead of Société Générale.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my questions. First, I'd like to start by thanking Stéphane for all those good years, and I wish him all the best in his future career. Thanks, Stéphane. Moving on maybe to my questions. Just on California, sorry, you flagged that the office space industry is starting to show some pressure. I was just wondering if you could elaborate on that and if you would expect California to contribute positively in terms of volumes for the full year, or if maybe you expect the pressures there to increase over the course of the year, given the regional bank crisis. That's question number one. Just question number two, just to try and clarify with the start of the year, just the direction of travel compared to what you've mentioned earlier this year for the outlook. Are you more confident, or are you potentially seeing some weakening spots? I think you flagged Switzerland and a few other geographies. So just wanted to get a bit of clarity on the outlook here. Thank you.
Yves, Stéphane Bisseuil speaking. Thank you for your words, highly appreciated. That's it. Big.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, for California, the full year expectations, you have to keep in mind two or three factors. So first of all, 2022 was a very high basis of comparison. It was the historical record volumes that we recorded in California. Yeah, so it's a tough base of comparison. Second thing is, as we flagged, we had real difficult weather with constant rain, even snow in March in Los Angeles, which is rather unusual. So this will be difficult to compensate on a full year basis. Beyond that, we see, as mentioned, a slowdown in commercial offices, but at the same time, there is a significant activity going on logistical platforms, large, what they call big box links to the e-commerce that drive rather strong volumes. And as well in California, some significant realization linked to infrastructure. So all in all, the demand trend past those weather incidents is not so bad. It's a little early to tell whether we will have some impact of the bank crisis on the sector. On your second question regarding the evolution of the guidance, as you have seen, we have maintained our guidance globally unchanged. So we are not having a different overall view on the expectation for the full year. We adjusted marginally certain countries up or down depending on the start of the year. But overall, no modification in our full year expectation.
Okay, thank you very much.
Again, please press star one if you'd like to ask a question. The next question today comes from Arnold Pinatel of On Field Investment Research.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. I will also say all the good things I thought about Stéphane and thank him for all these years, for his professionalism and his transparency, and we will regret him definitely. Having said that, my question will be on France first. I was hearing, Hugues, that you were mentioning a relative resilient volume in Q1. But when we look at the most recent housing permits, I think for Q1 they were down by more than 30%. So does it mean that we have not seen yet in France the impact, the negative impact of the new construction trends on the cement demand? And should we expect it ahead of us, for example, in the second part of the year? So that will be my first question. My second question will be on pricing. We are hearing that producers in the US are announcing a second price increase for July. I just wanted to understand if you are also planning a second price increase in the US, and is it possible to increase prices in California especially? That will be my second question. And that's it. Thank you very much.
Stéphane? Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Arnaud, for your kind words also.
Thank you, Arnaud, for your questions. On France, well, I see the statistics as you do. Obviously, there is always a time lag between permits and the trend we observed, and this has been fluctuating a bit in the recent months. Nevertheless, we do expect a slowdown in residential. We already feel it in ready-mix concrete, where the volumes show some sensible decrease this year. We do not see it exactly the same way yet in cement. I believe that geographical mix may and the infrastructure size may be the part of the difference. On pricing in US, we have increased prices in both regions in Q1. We do believe that there may be some additional room for price increases, probably. And of course, if there is an opportunity, we will try to pursue it. It will reflect probably the tension in the supply market, and that is different in between the Southeast and California. And we do believe that there is still a substantial tension in supply in Southeast.
Very clear. And perhaps just to follow up on prices, in Europe, we see a strong momentum in Q1. So I suspect that for the rest of the year, knowing that, especially in France, if you believe the volumes are going to slow down, we cannot expect another price increase. Because I thought you had at one point announced something for April. I don't know if it's still implemented or not.
So our views early in the year and at the end of last year and earlier this year was expecting further rise in energy prices, and we had positioned indeed a second price increase to make up for this further increase in energy costs. As this further energy increase has not materialized, there is not the need for now for a further price increase. But we will stay flexible and try to protect our margins as we were late on cost recovery last year. But the current pricing is up to the current energy levels.
Okay. And we can see ready-mix concrete prices increasing also. We can see ready-mix concrete prices increasing. Does it mean that you are also relatively confident to see no erosion of prices in France for the rest of the year?
You know as I do, but this is a very competitive business. So we will do our best to protect the margins, but we'll have to adjust with whatever the market requires. So there is a cumulative cost increase for the last 18 months that has been significant, and that has justify all price increases. We believe that this is a global market condition, and we'll do our best to keep it that way.
Very clear. Thank you very much for this answer.
And as a reminder, if you do have a question, please signal by pressing star one on your telephone keypad. And it looks like there are no further questions, so I'd like to hand the call back to Mr. Chamel for any additional or closing remarks.
Thank you very much. This concludes our call for today. Many of you know, Stéphane will be leaving us on June 30th, and I will join my own words to yours to thank Stéphane for his contribution to Vicat over the last 16 years. So thank you very much, Stéphane. We wish you the very best for your future endeavor. I will be ensuring the interim until our new hire is in place. So do not hesitate to reach out to me from July onwards. We will be publishing our half year results on July 26th. With that, I thank you all for your interest in Vicat. Have a good day. A bientôt.
And that does conclude today's conference call. We thank you all for your participation, and you may now disconnect.